We're not going to please everyone in this regard, and we're not going to be in a patchwork quilt of roads to appease Mr Dunbar and his agenda of pursuing an objectionist view on the A5. They're saying in one side of the mouth that they're not against the A5, and the other side they're doing everything to prevent it. It is utterly intolerable at this stage. That road needs to go ahead. I'm sitting behind tractors day and daily. People are going to work. Businesses and investors are getting frustrated. The priority has to be the future viability and sustainability of the local economy in that area, and that road will be key to ensuring that we have the necessary investment which will bolster employment in the area. Not only that, but first and foremost, to protect those people that are travelling on those roads day and daily. And the families that are out there listening today, the people that have lost their loved ones this year and in every year prior for the last number of years will know firsthand that that road needs upgraded. I would like to know what qualification Mr Dunbar has in engineering and what he knows about roadworks, because the people that are best placed in this project have looked at this from one end to the other. It is not perfect. No scheme will ever be perfect, and no scheme will ever please everybody. But what is fundamental and what must remain the priority is that the A5 is built and delivered to ensure that the overall West is looked after in terms of the things that I've outlined, and in particular ensuring that people are safe on those roads.